think we're holding by V'yesh L'Tash Ipcha.
By what?
The paragraph starts V'yesh L'Tash Ipcha.
Yeah. Okay. So here we're speaking about two types of mitzvahs, two types of schar. There's a schar in the group of mitzvah and a schar in the tircha. That was what we were saying before. And the schar that we're talking about here is the schar the mitzvah. What the schar itself is something that we can't evaluate. V'yesh L'Tash Ipcha. T'mash kontir shulach hakan mitzvah v'arach t'yomim al korchov pirushi k'aschar ze b'shul ha'itzor sa'is. Parallel to this mahalach, you have the Gemara that says that all sorts of things, you know, that the all the things that were nemer elorak for someone that chayes masibin and chacham. but Tal Chacham Atzmo Ein LeRosh Zu Asecha, and it goes through a whole different, study which things are, which things the Tzar itself we have, and which things are Ein LeRosh Zu Asecha. The Tzar Hashava of all of them is that it's there are certain things that it's possible to describe, and those things are the Nevi'im could give a possible mahalach in what they could give a description what the schar is. Masha Enke, those things that are completely ruchni, it's Ein LeRosh Zu Asecha. So b'meila, this is the same type of mouth they think. The ruchnistik achelik, the Torah could not have given any type of description, because the description doesn't exist. There is no such thing as a description of the ruchni. So we can only be talking about the chumristik aspect of it. So it's the hefset mitzvah, it's the tzar of being monei yourself, and so on and so forth. So we have another type of mahalach where we know that the person of has a kenyan from haba. Vim kenyan do a mitzvah. In them is a klal. The omurach shem is the yischar of has a haba. Usham is einem kach. So it wasn't an active description of what we're talking about, but it was a description of, it was just telling you to say it about it. But it wasn't ki'ilu that there was some sort of mahalach, this is the mahusa l'schar. So b'meila, we could have such a memory. V'ef shekal oise mitzvah sh'aschar l'abolam habo, u kol kach ad shemachriya aschar sh'esh ala mitzvah ches b'olam hazeh u b'olam habo. V'le b'olum odrak ki al elu mitzvah sh'esh peres b'olam hazeh. In other words, it's very possible that a person should have a mitzvah that has chai both this world and the other world, but still, when it comes down to Maisa, the other one is bigger. Just in this olam haba, it's bigger than this chai of olam haza and olam haba. All it tells me is that the nature of that mitzvah requires a hischalkus in olam hazeh and olam. It requires a hischalkus of the schar from the mitzvah gets split into two, but it doesn't tell me anything about the nature of the schar. V'lav leibor lumadak elam mitzvah peres olam hazeh v'akein kerem olam haba ve'ein ze'idia schar mitzvah. But rather just telling you something about the structure of the schar, but not the mahusrit. Masha omru v'tam torek ne'kulo, dobe ze yin acha, shle omru she'en yodei aschar, rak be'mitzvah le'mitzvah. Ave talmatoi le'mitzvah le'omru, devade aschar yeisa al talmatoi min ha'mitzvah. Ale faris ha'bibiyah en ka mekomu l'harich. So, in other words, this is, the pashto pshat is that it is similar to the it's very similar to the mahalach of that he's saying in Olam Hazam Haba. The nature of the mitzvahs are physical. Every mitzvah has some physical component. The nature of Torah is that it's be'etzim kuli ruchni. So Torah to the mitzvahs is like mitzvahs to mundane things. And once again, it's not telling me, I don't have to know the mechus of the schar. It's just like I can tell you, if I come to a town in a different country, and you ask me how much does a doctor earn in this country, I have no idea. But I can tell you that a doctor earns a lot more than a guy who packs groceries. Even without knowing the mechus of the schar, I still know that it's a multiple of that schar. So here also, because Talmud Torah is a very different type of mitzvah, five mitzvahs is kuli ruchni mitzvahs atzias. Schar is also very different. And also, I'm a divide as chay yisot ha'am torah mitzvahs. But far as a bebir ekam kolam. I'm a torah elu berurim in sofik ben, ke'en yadua schorin shal mitzvahs, be'efshah shal akala schorin mechamur yisim chabur. So basically, what he gave a few mahalchim in explaining the differences between the different mitzvahs, but to know the mahus of it, or to know how much schar you get for each one because of the variables, whether it's schar the tercha or whatever, or the mahus of it, that we don't know, and that we can't have any havan in it. B'tama dover zeh. And now he's going to explain in the kuda why is it that we have no way of evaluating the schar the mitzvah. The schar of the mitzvah is the most that a person is dubbed to talk about Baruch Hu. So he's saying, let's go slowly, explain this. This is a little bit of a kud over here. First thing is, he's saying that the schar of the mitzvah is totally to the dveikas of a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's very similar to what the Ramchal says in the beginning, where a person is created his aneg al Hashem, and the mohus of a person's mitzias is the tainug al Hashem, or like the Rambam says that the yeshiva at the same bereishah b'nem zivashchina is the schar, means that the teichen of the mitzvah that shayach the schar is the kesher that you ate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the etzem mechus of the mitzvah aver. Now of the mitzvah aver. Now there's another knage. When we look at a mitzvah as being gedola or katana, lemoshel. Let's take a person. I have different inyanim that I need, want, etc. And a person who goes ahead and does them brings himself closer to me. But sometimes the thing requires a lot of tercha, but the mida of ratzon it evokes by me, mitzad its teichin, is minimal, and sometimes something brings a lot of tainuk to me, and it doesn't require all that much outlay from the person. But we cannot evaluate what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotten. We can only evaluate the to us if it's kal or chamura. But since we have considered mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's give a mashal. And again, it's a little bit of a far mashal in some ways, but still has it right. Let's say a person is dating, or he's married, and he wants to do something that is a nachas ruach for his spouse. Sometimes it can be a small thing b'tzidoi, but very, very meaningful to the to his spouse, because she really likes it, she wants it. Sometimes it's something that takes a lot of time from him, but it's minimally meaningful. In the array of mitzvahs, we know that we need 630 mitzvahs. But which mitzvah, and we can tell which mitzvahs are easy for us and which are difficult for us, which are very difficult for us. But we can't tell Klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu which is the etzem ratzon, which is less ratzon. And it's not only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us. We don't have the ability to be explained, because we could carry on the list, but we wouldn't have the etzim what is closer to Nachas Ruach, what's less than Nachas Ruach. So, or Marshal Madavadayim, sometimes you can prepare a meal for somebody, and you worked very hard on one thing, and the person's fine with that, and then there's another thing which you really didn't work hard on, but the person finds it very, very tasty and really likes it. We need to have all the mitzvahs, and every single part, just like if a person comes to a meeting and he's not, you know, he's not clean and he's not neat, it's a turnoff. But when he is clean and neat, what particular aspect of his person was the most striking and made the biggest relation? Lav dafka that he knows. So we need to have all the mitzvahs, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that to us Adam. And if a person is lacking any of those mitzvahs, he is going to be lacking in the Tzura. But once you have that entire person, which is the part of the person? Is it his cleanliness? Is it his wit? Is it his smile or whatever it is that strikes others? No, we have no way. I can't know it mitzad me. For another person, I can guess, because most people tend to like things that are similar. But as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, we don't have the deher, which is the etzem mitzvah that creates that kesher and so on. So the mitzvahs, the chshivas of the mitzvahs, the schar is being nenem ziv hashchina, which is a type of dveikas on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's totally the dveikas. So which of the things a person does will give him the schar no lava, that we have no idea. But it's just a school of mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah, that this is why it's ochopasal mahazel kerkez on haba. The kachav shagamkin, shesh mitzvahs kalas misugos, mitzvah yosem lechaburis, kefkar shemitzvahs ma'ina toila bekal vachayma. Rak shesh is a mitzvah misugelas chayosa, mavel vrun vipesh achaklal. So he says, that's the same pshat like it says in this braisa. Elu dvarim shadam ochopasal mahazel kerkez on haba. It doesn't necessarily list the most important mitzvahs or the strongest mitzvahs, but it's listing mitzvahs that have that skula. They said the same thing is true in general. Lav dafka all the mitzvahs have the same skula of schar. There are mitzvahs that have a stronger skula for schar and mitzvahs that have a weaker one. And this is it's a very tricky nekuda, because on the one hand we live with the fact that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu it says that the elmitadam yuni ve'eshver, the idea that there can be some mitzvahs that are more chavim than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other mitzvahs, not an easy nekuda, but al kapanim, but that's what he's saying over here. He's saying, to us, it is a complete nelam as to which mitzvahs really strike home and are the atmis of the keshuv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and which in yonim are there just as prerequisites and so on. Why does it say matnas chorin and not chorin shal mitzvahs, which would be a more streamlined version of it? So he says, ki baloima loma einat es chorin shal mitzvahs loma ze ki yesh lo matnas chorin v'chol v'sinosu v'na noyis na shal shem yisparach v'yashodas v'mayit shal shem yisparach. I'm not saying you're actually a deep knage. Normally, schar in the normal understanding of the word schar, it's a tit for a tat. Schar is when I'm giving something for something, and whenever you give something for something, I obviously know what I'm going to get by what I gave. If I sell somebody a pair of shoes, by knowing what the pair of shoes contain in terms of labor and pieces, material, I have a erich idea what they're worth and what they'll sell for. That's the nature of having something, since it's A is for B. If the schar is kulei mitzad de noisin, then there is no such thing. It's all mitzad de avera, not mitzad de noisin. It's all mitzad de mekabel, not mitzad. It's all mitzad Akadosh Baruch Hu, he's the matan schar. So the neila, I have no idea. You know, Akadosh Baruch Hu wants these things, and the schar is because Akadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give schar, and the neila. It will be kefi Akadosh Baruch Hu values and not kefi us. The effort does Marit Hashem Yisbarach. Avlo Oynesh Hu Mitzara Aveira, Lo Mitzara Noisin. The Tov is Efshad Das, Rak Schar Mitzayin Das. So the morale is swallowing up a whole Nekuda here of distinction. In Aveiras, we do, when the Torah mentions the distinctions in terms of Chomer and Kal, they're almost all of them are the low assays. They have one assay, Shesh Bakaris, but the ikar, the distinctions between Malkus and Karis and Mitzvah Shemayim and Abba Mitzvah Chesden are all in written on the low assays. So he says the low assays are the pagam that we make in ourselves. That's something that we can describe. We can say this is Pagan the Neshama such a diagram, this is Pagan Neshama such a diagram. That we can say. And the Neila, that's where we have all the Cheshbonis. Masha Enkin, we are speaking about the positive mitzvahs. The positive mitzvahs are things that are Shaykh. Their value lies in terms of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and for that we mufka from such Havana. It's a very interesting point, this point of morale, because it helps us answer another Nekuda. There's a famous Shaila, Rabbani Asit and others. The halacha is that essays don't halos assay. And yet, the essays are kind of very shvacha in terms of the world of schar and oynish. An essay is a very weak one. There's no real punishment not doing an essay. There's a karbon as a ritzui, not really not the same dagas chiyuv as chatz and asham. Whereas by Los Essays, we have a very clear hierarchy of what's wrong and so on and so forth. And yet, Essays don't have Los Essays. And yet, one would assume that Essays have Cheshivas to themselves. And the answer is because in Los Essays, since the Be'ikah Nogea to Adam and the Begam in Adam, over there we can't, we can evaluate, by Los Essays, sorry, it's only in Adam, Begam in Adam. So it's by its nature shayach to the realm of Adam. So even though I don't know exactly what it means that neshama is nifka when yet chazer, but I can associate it with something. Associate with a lab, I can associate it with karis, etc. Masha ein kein, when you come along and tell me an essay, so essay is not a los essay because it supersedes los essay. Except that I can't. There's no way I can have a tfis and chilukim of schar, because each and every one is an entity v'neatzma. It's something which, its content is not shayach to this world. And the neila essay is higher, and that's why it's called docha de los essay. It takes precedence over it, but on the other hand, I can't hear the etzem teichin of an essay, and it has to remain vague. It remains vague because not because it's inferior to Los Essays, but there's no Tfisas Adam. It is what Akash Boko wants. So I do the essay despite the Los Essay, but on the other hand, I have no way of knowing exactly where an essay stands in the world of mitzvah. Okay, any questions?
Can I just ask something a little bit Zaitig over here, just actually to do with the Pasha? You know, all of the Makaris that we find about... there's a kesha between Torah and Arayis, Brosi Yitzhar, Avros Yitzhar, Tavlin, and the Rambam of Ein Machsheves Arayis, Nimsa Lebelev, Aponim, and Achachma,
right.
You know, Kol Adol Mechara Yitzhar God, all these types of things. you know, there's makaris about the Torah was really not in b'derech al nayach. Is this the same type of idea that, you know, that, you know, the race can kill kalu, that, you know, the payam of the darhamabo had to do with arayis, and it's kind of one of the same type of the same koyach of Torah is connected arayis, and therefore specifically in that dar there was some type of a ruyas for Torah to be given, but it was miskalko, and therefore it just ended up being.
Okay. Okay.
Let's say that. Sure.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.